Item 11.2, Transport Advisory Committee and Just Review. Do I have a mover?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that Councillor Grievous, I'll move the motion that Councillor Grievous Christopoulos and Councillor Former Cleish be included in that.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haines. Councillor Goff.
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Haines.
Nothing to add.
Anyone speak against? If not, I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 12, committee programs. Do we have any committee programs?
We have no community program reports, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I would also like to remind the people in the gallery that we will be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I will also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please feel free to submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 13, corporate services. Item 13.1, council meeting schedule for the 2015-2016 municipal year. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downey.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Grievous Christopoulos. Councillor Downey.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Grievous Christopoulos.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 13.2, appointment of authorised officer under the Planning and Environment Act 1987. November 2015. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor McLeish.
I move that the recommendation be adopted, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Galbally. Councillor McLeish.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Galbally. Anyone speak against? If not, I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lies carried. Item 13.3, recall of Assembly of Councillors, November 2015. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted with a correction to the record of Assembly for the October Council meeting to record that Councillor Yang as an attendee instead of an apology.
Thank you. Move, Councillor Grievous Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Downey. Councillor Grievous Christopoulos.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Downey.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lies carried. Item 13.4, documents for sealing, 24th November 2015. Do I have a mover? Moved by Councillor Galbally. Do I have a seconder for that?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Galbally. Councillor O'Brien, anyone speak against? Now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Okay. Item 13.5, proposed sale of part of discontinued right of way at the rear of 25 and 27 Queen's Avenue, Doncaster, post statutory advertising. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haines.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Madam Mayor.
Okay, seconded by Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Haines.
I think the report speaks for itself, and the proposal, and there's bits of land like this all over Manningham, and I hope we continue to clean up these little hatches.
Councillor O'Brien. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer. Item 14.1, Quarterly Organizational CEO Report, Quarter 1, July to September 2015. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Galbally.
Yeah, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder for this? Seconded by Councillor Goff. Councillor Galbally.
Yes, well, Council regularly receives reports which provide comprehensive detail on organisational performance, including capital works, risk management, corporate reporting, financial and service performance. I welcome the new CEO organisational quarterly report, which incorporates key aspects of current initiatives in a streamlined approach, as well as highlighting council performances and achievements across a broad range of activities. The new format organisational CEO report will be presented in a concise and easy read format that aims to draw together a level of information on council that has not previously been available. Streamlining the reporting requirements under the Local Government Performance Reporting Framework. It will be monitoring and tracking key aspects of Council's performance for continuous improvements in quality, effectiveness and efficiency. It will be highlighting Council's performance, services, activities and achievements. This report will be produced on a quarterly basis for Council and the community on September, December, March and June of each year. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Goff.
No, it was very well spoken.
Okay. Anyone speak against? If not, I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. Item 15, urgent business reports. Item 15.1, Temple Store Special Charge Scheme, applications for review to VCAT.
Councillors, I wish to disclose that I have a conflict of interest in this item, being an indirect interest of close association, and will be leaving the meeting room for the duration of the item.
Please note, Councillor Kleiner has left the chamber. Do I have a mover? Councillor Goff?
I move that the officer's recommendation.
Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Grivokostopoulos. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And it's probably not with great heart that I actually get up here and move this particular recommendation, but often when things do change, and in areas that council do get involved in some of these parts, sometimes it does need us to make some clarifications. Really what this motion is about, and it is all about a special charge scheme that has been going up to the traders in the Tepisto village area. And when it was going through, we did have the support of the large number of majority of the tenants there, and carrying forward, the sands have shifted on that, and it doesn't look as if we've got it. So in order to actually allow this particular scheme to go through, then we really need to be sure about the actual support. So we're actually asking the officers to go and get the actual landowners, and we need 51% of them to sign on to actually get this scheme up and going. And it needs, I actually look at here, when we talk about the occupiers or whoever pays it, the bill is in the landowner's name, so it has to be the landowner that supports it. And so we need to get 51% of that, and I think we need to consider our position of whether we take that through if we don't get that support. So Madam Mayor, this needs to get us, and it actually refers it to a February council meeting for us to make that final decision. I don't know if anyone wants any other clarifications on what it is, but that's a particular situation here.
Thank you. Councillor Grivokostopoulos.
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Not put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 16, questions from the public.
We have one question, Madam Mayor, from Lex.
Madam Mayor, are we getting
sorry. Thank you for reminding us. Thank you. Please note, Councillor Kleiner has returned the chamber.
Madam Mayor, we have one question from Lex Shedden.
Lex here.
Yes, thank you.
How can 86% of property owners with an estimated property value of $80 million, who are current and past traders and largely responsible for the success Tunstall Square is, be ignored?
Can we defer this question to the Councillor Dominic? Not Councillor, sorry, the Ms. Dominic.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In response to that, and the report that was tabled tonight does outline that a separate statutory process involving further public consultation is required to formally close Shore Street. That report will come to the December meeting and it will outline the consultation, which will include all the traders having a voice. So certainly there is quite a few more steps before we get to that final process. So that will be in the December report and there will be a consultation process next year. And all voices will be heard in that consultation process.
Can I clarify? So that means we're not making any decision today. There's a formal process in the future, and AB1 could get involved into the consultation process.
Absolutely, that's correct, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. That's the only question we received from public. Item 17, questions without notice from councillors. Councillor Haynes. Any questions? No, thank you. Councillor O'Brien? Councillor McLeish?
No.
Councillor Gough?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I've got a few, actually. And the first one is, I just want to draw attention, I don't know whether you're aware of the state of some main roads, especially in the Bulleen and Lower Templestowe area. I'm specifically talking again about Thompson's Road, Manningham Road, and Bulleen Roads. Roads, and in a genuine state of disrepair in some parts and on some of the intersections. I know that we've written to them in the past, talking to them about this, but I'm just wondering if we could re-discuss these particular issues with Vic Roads again and see if we can get some sort of work done on them. But that's my first one.
Madam Mayor, we'll take that on board and we'll approach the great thing about that.
Okay.
The second one is with regard to building permits, and I suppose things on our planning permits and building permits, but especially on the planning permits in multi-density developments. And I specifically am looking at areas that are just on Manningham Road that were developed in the early 90s, mid-90s actually. Mid to late 90s, and as part of the planning permit being issued, the retention of a number of trees was on that particular permit. Subsequently, after 20 years, or 18 years, these are coming down and have been coming down as recently as last week. I'm just wondering if we could have a bit of an inquiry. I know that the office do know about the particular area in Manningham Road, but I also would wonder if we can just have a bit of a review of our policies and a bit of an audit of how we actually go about following up many years after. And I'm not talking about 2 years later, I'm talking 10, 20 years later, that adherence to those particular issues have been gone through. I'm just wondering if we could do that.
Take a note, get a report back to SBS. Yeah.
My next question is council actually considering changing its rubbish tins and the colours of the rubbish tins to bright lids rather than the ones that blend into the natural environment of Manningham? I'm wondering if I could have a report back on what that's going to be and whether there can be public consultation and asking the public on what it thinks about different colour bins like bright yellow and bright red and whatever, rather than the ones that blend in. Because I've driven up streets today and looking at the rubbish tins out there, they blend in. They're green and they're the dark brown colour that looks like the wood, and it just looks fairly natural. I just worry about what it might look like in the future with bright colours as you're walking up, especially in built-up areas where you have massive bins out in the daytime. So I'm wondering if we could actually engage with the community on that particular issue and whether we are doing anything like that. I don't know.
Okay, thank you for all these inquiries. We will have a report accordingly coming back to SBS, I believe.
Through you, Madam Mayor, yes, we can bring a report back to SBS on that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all? Any more questions?
I did have another one, but I might leave that.
Okay. Councillor Downey.
Is the Mayor aware that recently the Rotary Club of Donvale had a very successful evening where they raised sufficient funds to send 20 AIDS orphans in Africa to school for a year? And I think that's a really commendable thing for one of our community organisations to have done.
Certainly, and thank you for sharing that information. Councillor Grivakos-Dobolos.
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Okay. Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Gelbley. Okay, then we move to item 18, confidential reports. Council, we have two confidential reports tonight, so I was wondering whether we have any mover and seconder to dealing with this matter in open council meeting. Do we have a mover? Move, Councillor Downey.
I move that council consider the two confidential matters in open council meeting.
Do I have a seconder for that? Seconded by Councillor McLeish. Anyone against? If not, for the motion, all those in favour? Against? Lies carried. Item 18.1, Warrandai Bakery Public Toilet, Cool Store Facility and Associated Land Acquisition. Do I have a mover for this? Moved by Councillor Gelbley.
Yes, I very enthusiastically recommend that this motion be adopted and that this matter remain confidential on the understanding that the report and attachments are to remain confidential, subject to officers being authorised to take appropriate action to implement the resolution.
Do I have a seconder for this? Seconded by Councillor McLeish. Anyone against? Not put a motion, all those in favour? Against? Lies carried. Item 18.2, waste curbside collection and receipt of recyclable, contract number EF14/18784. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Grivakos-Dobolos.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I recommend that the adoption of this item and this matter remain confidential on the understanding that the report and attachments are to remain subject to the officers being authorised to take appropriate action and to implement the resolution.
Do I have a seconder? Second, Councillor Downey. Anyone against? Put the motion, all those in favour? Against? Lies carried. And the meeting is closed.